But route changes, where you give Laker, for example, the transatlantic route takes 4 or 5 years. And World Airways, for example, has been wanting a coast-to-coast route thing for years. And they made a big fuss again last spring, which is probably why those Super Saver fares went in. And yet World is going to take another 2 years before we can grant it that route. So there's great inequities between what an existing carrier can do and how quickly, and what somebody new can do and how quickly. Yes. I was thinking I might go and investigate that. I never have been to Alaska. I had a definite thing bias ahead of time. I shouldn't do that sort of thing, but I definitely am thinking about it for next summer.
Well, my question is, what
alternative
do Southeastern have to make themselves
connected to alternative? Write to Senator Stevens, and it doesn't do any good anymore, then write to either me or the chairman of the board, Fred Cohn.
I mean, there's the general aspect, the fact that there is a monopoly, but Alaska Airlines certainly
they do want. I think, well, what's happening is that there's a whole thing called the commuter air taxi kinds of sizes of service, which usually serve the small outlying places, and they're not regulated at all. So that if the aircraft are less than some size, and we're about to increase that size substantially so that many more people can come under this umbrella of no regulation, you could actually have an airline start up there and break that monopoly without ever having to go through the Civil Aeronautics Board. I believe that the rule is that if they can fly interstate and they're still not regulated if they're below like 30 seats or 50 seats or something, it's about to go up the minimum number of seats. But I can check on that. Give me your name. I'm almost certain that commuters are not regulated even if they fly across states. Wow. Yes, I can see that. Well, if you can believe it, I mean, if you read I'll just tell you a thing for all you. You are one of the most effective groups of complainers in this world. I think it's that pioneering spirit that we heard about, because if you read the current deregulation bill, at least half of the verbal language in that bill is in there to protect Alaska and to differentiate Alaska from any other place in the world.
So,
okay, yeah. The history of the CAB has definitely been opposed to that. I mean, it was why for example, in this international arena, the awards to some local carriers rather than just giving them to Pan Am or TWA. I mean, it wasn't a complete monopoly, but they tended to favor just one or two airlines for all international service, and I think that that's been the case in many you know, many areas, there's a sort of a feeling that you don't let competition come in until the demand is very high. And I'm sure that that's what has hurt Alaska.
Sorry, we're running out of time. I have to cut off. I'm sure Dr. Brady will be more than happy to speak with you.